This is Sunday morning, 6/16/2019. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is called Taking Control, subtitled Kingdom Works. Before I could be turned loose in my ministry, this is the Lord speaking here. Before I could be turned loose in my ministry, I had to learn to take control. How? By controlling my tongue, my body, and my circumstances. Isn't that what the Lord's been talking to us about? If I had not submitted to this training by Father, I would not have been able to follow the Holy Spirit and do the works of the kingdom. Okay, we're going to look at Luke chapter 4. Then Jesus, full of and controlled by the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led in by the Holy Spirit for 40 days in the wilderness, where he was tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days, and when they were completed, he was hungry. Then the devil said to him, "If you're the Son of God, order this stone to turn into a loaf." Jesus replied to him, "It is written, man shall not live and be sustained by bread alone." Then the devil took him up to a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the habitable world in a moment of time. And he said to him, "To you I will give all this power and authority and their glory. For it has been turned over to me, and I will give it to whomever I will. Therefore, if you will do homage to him, worship me, it shall be yours." And Jesus replied to him, "It is written, you shall do homage to and worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then he took him to Jerusalem and set him on a gable of the temple, and he said to him, "If you are the Son of God, cast yourself down from here, for it is written, he will give his angels charge over you to guard and watch over you closely and carefully, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." Jesus replied to him, "You shall not tempt the Lord your God." And when the devil had ended every temptation, he left him until another more opportune and favorable time. Then Jesus went back full of and under the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and the fame of him spread throughout the whole region round about. That's when he went into the temple and declared jubilee to preach the good news to the poor, sent me to announce release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and send forth to deliver those who are oppressed. And that's what he went forth doing. Power cannot be given until disciples have been until discipline has been applied. Why? Satan is the master of deception, and he has the whole world under his spell. 2 Thessalonians 2:11. That's why it says not to put a novice in a place of authority. Therefore, God sends upon them, or I would rephrase it and say he's allowed, a misleading influence, a working of error, and a strong delusion to make them believe what is false. So there's a strong delusion on the world. In other words, delusion means to roam. Roam from the truth. Eve roamed from the truth. Satan said, "Hath God said?" Few have broken free of it. You are one of those few. I learned through the Father's discipline to control my tongue, my body, and my circumstances. I spoke to mountains, Mark 11:22 through 24. I spoke to mountains and they obeyed me. Do you see? If you cannot be trusted to do so, you won't be able to speak to blind eyes or deaf ears or cripples to rise or the dead to be raised up. Now do you understand? If I had not submitted to the Father's chastening and discipline in these areas, he could not have trusted me with his business. Holy Ghost control versus human control. I didn't take things into my own hands, but submitted to the Holy Spirit. I did not speak contrary to Father's will. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. I have allowed Satan to send you delusions. WMDs, weapons of mass destruction. So you could learn to take control. They are all lies, always. They are all lies, always. They always are unless you cave to them and allow them to become reality. Not just formed. See, these are weapons that are formed, weapons of mass destruction. But you can arm them. This is where most of the world lives. They arm weapons against them all the time from the evil one. It's all a delusion. They're running here and there trying to get help. I've spoken to you many times that these are training maneuvers. It's not. Now, I know you have to watch your tongue. We need to not speak evil. You're now moving into a place where you understand and I can use you. You will act just like I did. Men will say, well, they act just like Jesus. We perceive they've been with Jesus. They will follow because they are seeing the true gospel of the kingdom. They'll think, all the years I've gone to church, I've never heard nothing like this, I've never seen nothing like this. There is provision for all in my Father's house. Now, Hebrews 12 talks about submitting to the discipline of the Lord. I know that it has been a long, painful process, and you've not understood some of it. There were days when you thought you weren't going to make it. Most soldiers experience this, but one day is graduation day and all the pain and hardness is forgotten. You've come to that day. Birth. All right, John 16:21. I'm not sure what that says. Oh, a woman, when she gives birth to a child, has grief because her time has come. But when she has delivered the child, she no longer remembers her pain because she is so glad that a man has been born into the world. Now you will reign. Romans 5:17, reign in life as kings. You will show others the way, dark to light. Father called it in Genesis 1, light be. Adam called it in Genesis. He called the animals. My disciples called it. In Luke 10, it's when he sent them out and they came back and said, the demons are subject to us through your name. And you will call it also, Mark 11:23-24. No more taking thoughts and being moved by your circumstances, only speaking what you want. Good.